10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Nine minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We gon' levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
On an absolutely gorgeous Sunday in San Antonio, Texas, the Rough Riders go for a series victory against the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders at 4-4 on the season take on the Missions at 3-5 on the year. It's a pitching matchup that we've already seen the likes of so far in this series. At least we've seen both starters. Ryan Garcia makes his second start of the season and his second start of the series as well for the Rough Riders. He went five innings, allowing two runs, both earned on four hits, four strikeouts, and two walks in the opener of this series. And on the other side, it's Efrain Contreras, who went just one and two-thirds innings, allowing two runs on no hits, but walked five batters in the second game of the series. And both these pitchers make their second appearance on the series in the finale. Love Day Baseball. It's a gorgeous day. It's a nice breeze rolling through and sunshine up above. Very few wispy white clouds along the horizon. And this is exactly the kind of baseball that you love to see towards the middle of April and the kind of weather you want to see as well. The Rough Riders, they fell last night to San Antonio 4-1 as it snapped a three-game winning streak and a streak of where the Rough Riders were scoring seven runs or more in three consecutive games. They only managed one run on five hits on the offensive side as they were shut down by Brian Gonzalez, the starter for San Antonio, and three other men out of the bullpen for the Missions as well. Tecoa Roby was pretty strong in his start. He allowed four runs on eight hits over his six innings, but struck out seven and didn't walk a batter. There were definitely some good things we saw out of Roby last night in that start. So very excited to see what Ryan Garcia has here in the finale of this series as the Rough Riders take on the Missions. Yesterday we caught up with Rough Riders second baseman Thomas Sejasi. We split that interview into two parts. We'll bring you part two of the interview on this day baseball game here on the pregame show. Tommy Sejasi joins us after the break before the Rough Riders and the Missions, game six of six here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
We're joined by Thomas Sejasi, Rough Riders infielder. Now, let's take it back to last year, the championship. You came up, and your first week here with the Rough Riders, you win Texas League Player of the Week. Sometimes it seems like you just kind of lock in. You have those weeks where you're really locked in at the plate. What was that first week with Frisco like for you?
It was a lot of fun. It was a little nerve-wracking at first. Me and Ev were coming up, and we were a little nervous, playoff push. But then after the first game, team kind of took us in, and it was a blast. You know, it was the end of the year, and yeah, it was a lot of fun, man.
We were talking earlier, you and I, about that final at bat that you had on the playoff game against Wichita, tying the game in the ninth inning with two outs down to your final strike. What was going through your mind during that at bat?
I just was so I couldn't even tell you. I think I was pretty clear I was so in the zone, so locked in, that nothing really. I don't think I was thinking anything, honestly. I was just so focused.
What was it like to win the championship with the Rough Riders last year?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. Amazing. I didn't really realize how much I, like, forgot kind of how much I love to win. And then we won. And just that last game was so much nerves, excitement, adrenaline, everything. It was, oh, my gosh, it was so awesome. Capping the year off like that was a cool feeling.
We're joined by Thomas Sajacy. I want to take it back a little further even and to your draft day in 2020. What was that whole experience like for you?
Crazy. Very, very weird. It just worked out so perfectly. I wasn't a big-name guy, and there was only 5 rounds. And I kept going back and forth. And it was like, is this going to happen? My agent kept telling me, we'll know by the 2nd pick. And then he's like, okay, they said we'll know by the 3rd pick. And then just everything to work out. At first I said, at first I didn't want to sign. And then I was like, you know what, I can't pass that opportunity up. Me and my agent were talking before they even offered. And it was just a hectic moment, and it was just so exciting. And it's been a dream, you know?
That draft class is really good when you look at you, Justin Foscue, Evan Carter, today's starter, TK Roby. What has it been like kind of moving up with those guys and building that bond together?
It's so cool just because, especially because we were such a kind of an underrated draft. We weren't really known, and people didn't really like our the Rangers draft. And just to move up with those guys, TK and Evan are some of my 2 closest friends in the organization and in real life, honestly. So to move up with them has been just a great experience, you know? That's like what Pro Bowl is all about, I think, the relationships you make. So it's been really fun.
Awesome. He's Thomas Sajacy, Rough Riders infielder. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Welcome back to San Antonio as we get you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Missions. It's game 6 of this 6-game series, the finale, and day baseball on this beautiful Sunday in San Antonio. Let's start things off with the Rough Riders starting lineup today. We lead things off with Evan Carter, the center fielder. Then it's Luis Angel Acuna, the DH, and Thomas Sajacy is the second baseman, batting third. Middle third of the order, Dustin Harris at first, Dio Arias at third, and Kellen Strom in right field. And the bottom third of the order, it's Chris Cease at shortstop. Trevor Hover is the left fielder batting eighth. Scott Capers rounds out the order for the Rough Riders, the catcher on the defensive side today for Frisco. Once again, the starting nine, it's Carter, Acuna, Sajacy, Harris, Edius, Strom, Cease, Hover, and Capers. the starting nine for your Frisco Rough Riders on this series finale. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for Game 6, the starting pitcher today. And here's the lineup that he'll face for the San Antonio Missions at 2-5, make it 3-5 on the year. Evan Mendoza leads things off at shortstop. Then it's Corey Howell, the center fielder, and Tirso Ornelas is the right fielder, batting third. Michael De La Cruz cleans things up at catcher. Connor Hollis is the left fielder in five spot, and Chandler Siegel is the DH, batting sixth. Bottom third of the order, it's Brantley Bell at second base, Luis Aviles Jr. at third base, and Juan Fernandez is the first baseman, batting in the ninth spot. Once again, the starting nine for San Antonio, it's Mendoza, Howell, Ornelas, De La Cruz, Hollis, Siegel, Bell, Aviles Jr., and Fernandez. Efrain Contreras gets the start for the San Antonio Missions today. It's been kind of a tough year for Contreras so far. He went 1 2/3 innings, allowing two runs. Didn't give up a base hit in the start earlier this series, but he walked five. That was part of a three-game stretch for San Antonio when they walked 26 Rough Riders batters over three games. Eight walks, 10 walks, and eight walks in that three-game stretch. The Rough Riders, as you might imagine, won all three of those games, putting up big offensive numbers. And they could not put up those same numbers on the walk side of things last night, but they also didn't win. Only one run on five hits on the offensive side last night for the Rough Riders. So trying to get the offense back and jump started. Plate meeting is over out in front of us, and we are just about set for baseball between the Rough Riders and the Missions. It's been a good series so far for Frisco on the offensive side. The offensive numbers have gone way, way up. They put up 12 runs on opening day against Amarillo and then really struggled the next two games on the offensive side. But at the end of the day, it's a game of averages, not a game of putting up the big runs and then eliminating the games where you don't. And so ultimately, the Rough Riders are not where they want to be numbers-wise on the offensive side, but that's certainly not at all concerning to Ryan Tutlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach. Talking to him yesterday, he said, it's early. Rough Riders are tied for the second fewest extra base hits in the Texas League, and he says, I don't put any stock into that. Playing in this ballpark in San Antonio is really tough for the extra base hit side, especially the long balls. Ball really doesn't carry here, and while it will carry a little bit better with today being a day game, it's still not going to carry very well overall. And in addition to that, you're still looking at, you know, eight games into the season. There's such a long season coming up with a 138-game schedule. You can't look at the first eight and expect that to be a snapshot of what your whole season is going to look like on the offensive side. So a lot of really fun things to look forward to here in this series. And then, of course, when the Rough Riders return home next week, they'll take on the Arkansas Travelers for a six-game series. The Travelers actually have a doubleheader today, so we'll see how that affects their starting rotation. Will probably be announced tomorrow, but their two starting pitchers for that doubleheader today are, let's see if they have announced those two starting pitchers. Looks like Arkansas has announced the starting pitchers. It's Brian Wu and Kyle Tyler, two of their guys in their rotation. So it'll affect it a little bit, but it's time for the national anthem here in San Antonio. We'll take a break, come back, give you the play-by-play and first pitch. Game 6 of this six-game series in San Antonio here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
For the first time in 2023, the Frisco Rough Riders have a chance to win a series here in the series finale in San Antonio. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium for today's first pitch. It's Efrain Contreras up on the mound starting the series finale for the San Antonio Missions. He'll be opposed by Ryan Garcia for the Rough Riders today. Frisco once again goes with this starting lineup. It's Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, Thomas Sajacy in the top third, middle third, Dustin Harris, Dio Edius, Kellen Strom, and the bottom third, Chris Cease, Trevor Hover, and Scott Capers. Efrain Contreras making his third start of the season in 4 2/3 innings. He's allowed 5 runs, all earned. He struck out 3, but walked 6 batters so far, a record of 0-2 for the right-hander. Contreras, native of Ciudad Juarez in Chihuahua, Mexico. And he faces Evan Carter to start things off in today's ballgame. Carter in from the left side to begin the game. He's 8-for-20 in this series with 2 homers and 8 RBIs. The 10th leading hitter in the Texas League entering today's play. Contreras ready to go, shoulders square to the third base dugout. He has his sign from his catcher, Michael De La Cruz, and the first pitch of the game is down the heart of the plate, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. We're underway at 1:08 in the p.m., just 3 minutes tardy, on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon in San Antonio. The 0-1. Strike on the inside corner of the knees, and it's 0-2 on Carter. First pitch temperature, 71 degrees and sunny. 12-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left field. 0-2 pitch. Carter swings, skies it foul left side, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders held to just 1 run on 5 hits yesterday, trying to get the offense going early on. Their lone run of the game came in the first inning in yesterday's ballgame. 0-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders falling last night 4-1 to San Antonio. If you include last night, the Rough Riders have scored in the first inning in 3 consecutive games and scored in the first 2 innings in 4 consecutive games. Here in San Antonio, the pitch high off the outside corner, in and out of De La Cruz's glove. And it's 1-2 on the Riders center fielder, Evan Carter. Contreras, the right-hander, 5'10", 225-pound, 23-year-old. Looks over the top of his glove, nods yes to the sign, peels back and fires. Fouled away left side, and it's still 1-2. Missions going with the white uniform tops today, white bottoms, navy ball cap with a gold brim. Contreras ready to go once again in the 1-2 pitch. Fouled back up and over the screen off the facing behind the press box. And it's still 1-2. 4 foul balls in this AB for Carter. Chokes up just slightly on the bat. The 1-2 again. A high fly ball into deep right center field. Ornelas to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it's gone! Evan Carter leaves the ballpark for the third time in this series. His third home run of the year, and it's 1-0 Rough Riders, one batter in. Evan Carter does it again. He ties the Texas League high with his third home run of the year. Fastball outer half elevated. And after four foul balls in the at-bat, he homers. The pitch to Luis Angel Acuña, a check swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Man, is this kid special. 12 home runs last year, and through nine games, he already has three this year. The 0-1. Soft roller, left side of the infield. Shortstop Mendoza comes up, picks, and throws on to first to get Acuña, and there's one away. Here's Thomas Sejacy. Evan Carter crushing a ball out into right center field. The wind is blowing in from left field, but slightly across the stadium, so a little bit out to right, the pitch. Off the outside corner and low, one ball and no strikes. But that one was hit very, very well, and that's probably leaving every ballpark in the Texas League. One ball, no strike pitch. Down the heart of the plate to Sejacy, or even at 1-1. It's the first leadoff home run of the year for anybody for the Rough Riders. The 1-1. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2, and Rough Riders continue to score in the first inning. Another long ball for Evan Carter in this series. The 1-2. So JC takes away, and it's two balls and two strikes. So three of the five home runs by the Rough Riders this season have come from Carter. The only other two from Trevor Hover and Scott Capers. 2-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called, letter high outside corner. And Sejacy is down on strikes. Two outs, it's the first strikeout from Contreras. And Dustin Harris steps in now, 1-0 Rough Riders.
Frisco first baseman, number two, Dustin Harris.
Can't say enough about Evan Carter. Now 13 RBIs, that's tied for the league lead as well. The first pitch to Harris is down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Tied with Andy Páez of Tulsa. The 0-1. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike, and this is Páez's third year in the Texas League. Spent all season up here last year after coming up midseason in 2021. 1-1 pitch to Harris. Down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Let's hit the defense behind Contreras today for San Antonio. It's Connor Hollis in left, Corey Howell in center, and Tirso Ornelas in right field. Luis Aviles Jr. has third. Evan Mendoza's the shortstop. Wind back in the 2-1. Harris watches away, and it's three balls and one strike. Brantley Bell has second base. Juan Fernandez at first. And Michael De La Cruz is the catcher today. Harris ahead in the count. And the 3-1 pitch on the way to the left-handed batting first baseman. Ground ball the opposite way. Sneaks inside of fair of third base down the left field line. Harris around first. He coasts into second with a double. And the Rough Riders have their second extra base hit of the first inning. Second double of the year for Dustin Harris. On a ground ball just inside the bag at third down the left field line the opposite way. Luis Aviles Jr., the third baseman, was playing well off the line. On a pull side shift. And Harris just snuck it in there, and it was an easy double. He's now 7-for-29 to start his season. And here's Dio Arias. Time called. And our umpire, Benjamin Engstrand, our third base umpire, is making Contreras get a new baseball. Not really sure what that was about. Either way, he has a new ball. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home to Arias. A swing and a hard grounder up the middle. Mendoza to his left. Dives, smothers it. The shortstop to his feet. And he throws on to first. Not in time. Skips away from Fernandez. Back behind him. That allows Harris to come in to score from second. And it's 2-0 Rough Riders. Incredible effort by Mendoza up the middle. Diving off to his left. He made the play on the dirt. Got up. and from behind the second base bag, threw onto first base, but it was low and off to the right side of Fernandez, the first baseman, who dove off to his right, tried to keep it in front. It went under his glove and off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout. And Harris comes in to score from second. Dio Arias aboard at first. Here's Kellen Strom. And the first pitch on the way to the Rough Riders right fielder is low and outside. One ball and no strikes. So Arias reaches on a base hit and a throwing error, allowing Harris to come in to score. The 1-0 pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. So it's a single E6, no RBI. And Arias takes his lead off of first base. Here's the 2-0 to Strom. High fly ball out to right field. This one chasing Ornelas to the warning track. He's at the wall, and he reaches up and makes the catch and bangs into the wall back first. Well, Strom gave it a ride, but just couldn't get it over the wall or over Ornelas, and the side comes to a close. A lot of hard contact. Two runs to show for it for the Rough Riders. It comes on three hits, an error, and a runner left on base. Bottom one coming up. Rough Riders lead 2-0. For Ryan Garcia on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's Pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Garcia takes to the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Frisco. First pitch to Evan Mendoza. Check swing. He goes around off the outside corner for strike one. And it's 0-1 on the shortstop for San Antonio. 2-0 Rough Riders with a solo home run and an error allowing a run to score in the first. The pitch high and inside. It's one ball and one strike on Mendoza. Rough Riders for the fourth consecutive game score in the first inning. Putting it on San Antonio. The 1-1 pitch. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. Nasty breaking stuff from Ryan Garcia. Second start of the season, second start of the series for Ryan Garcia, the 25-year-old standing 6'1", 180 pounds out of UCLA. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. Evan Mendoza goes down on strikes. Ryan Garcia wastes no time getting two ugly check swings from Evan Mendoza and then a fishing swing off the outside corner. He strikes out his first, and here's Corey Howell. The Arcadia, California native squares his shoulders towards home plate, looks over his glove, rocks back, and fires. Howell swings and misses on a fastball, and it's 0-1. To the center fielder for San Antonio. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first. Garcia, former second-round pick in 2019. The pitch is drilled down the left field line. That one's fair, rolling in towards the corner. Hopper cuts it off before it reaches the wall. Howell up to second, and no throw that way. He's in there easily with a one-out double. Third double of the season for Corey Howell. And it's a runner in scoring position early on for San Antonio. Tirso Ornelas steps in now. He's the dangerous one you got to watch out for in this lineup. Here's the look in by Garcia. Left-handed batter at the plate, right-hander on the mound in the first pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Oddly enough, this is the first inning in the entire series that both teams have had hits. Rough Riders starting pitchers have done a really nice job in the first inning all series. The 1-0, Howell takes off for third, pitches outside, and Capers can't get it out of his glove. It's a stolen base for Corey Howell. Two balls and no strikes on Ornelas. Garcia looked great in the first batter. And then he gives up a Howell double and starts 2-0 on Ornelas. And now a fly ball will give San Antonio a run. Pitch home. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Garcia, in that first start, picked up the loss in the opener of this series against San Antonio. Five innings, allowing two runs, both earned on two solo homers. Stretch in the pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 3-1. One of those solo homers was from this man, Tirso Ornelas. The other was from the leadoff man, Mendoza, who he struck out. He struck out four and walked two in that start on Tuesday. 3-1. A fly ball the opposite way into left. Hover racing back a couple steps. He's under it. Makes the catch. Plenty deep enough. Howell comes in from third, and he tags and scores. It's 2-1. Sacrifice fly for Tirso Ornelas. Two down, here's Michael De La Cruz.
Old Cat cleanup hitter. This is catcher number 18, Michael De La Cruz.
De La Cruz in from the left side, bases clear. Two down, 2-1 Rough Riders, the pitch. Fastball simmers high, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders lost game one of this series 4-0, and then they won game two, the 1-0. Off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. In convincing fashion, taking down the Mission 7-1. They then won 8-1 the following night, 7-0 the next night, and then lost last night 4-1. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes. And so the Rough Riders have a good opportunity with a win today to take their first series of the season. Garcia peels back in the 3-0. Low for ball four, a four-pitch free pass to De La Cruz. Connor Hollis steps in, who has had a very tough series. 0-for-12 in the series for the batting champion in the Texas League last year. Hit .333 last season. He's off to a 1-for-24 start this year. Here's the pitch on the way. Off the outside corner and misses and low. One ball, no strikes to Hollis. A five straight out of the zone from Garcia. This is back-to-back hitters. He's started 3-0, and now he goes 1-0 to Connor Hollis. The pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike. One ball and one strike on the left fielder. Both teams getting on the scoreboard here in the first. Garcia delivers. Topper foul, third base side. One ball and two strikes on Hollis. Defense behind Garcia today. It's Trevor Hover in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right. Dio Arias has third, Chris Cease at short, Thomas Ajayi at second base, Dustin Harris at first, and Scott Capers does the catching. The offering. Outside corner, called strike three. Ryan Garcia allows a run, but strikes out two in the first inning. And one run across on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders lead the Missions 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning from San Antonio, Texas. It's an offensive fest so far in Game 6. 2-1 Rough Riders. Chris Cease leads things off for Frisco in the seventh spot in the order. And Contreras offers home. Cease rips and misses on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Cease, Trevor Hover, Scott Capers, bottom third of the order for Frisco after putting up two runs on three hits in the first inning. Contreras rocks back, delivers. Low off the outside corner with a breaking pitch, and the count goes to 1-1. Cease 3-for-9 in the series, yet his first two-hit game with the Rough Riders 2 days ago. Got yesterday off, 1-1. Flicked foul off to the right side, and it's 1-2 on the Riders' shortstop. That's what we've seen here in this series. A lot of guys who maybe got off to a slow start, starting to pick things back up. Cease is one of those who started 0 for his first 9 before picking up his first base hit. Trevor Hover, who's on deck, is another one of those guys. He's still trying to pick it up from a slow start. The 1-2. Misses down low in the dirt, and it's 2-2. He's just 4 for his first 24. And that's the thing about this lineup is once everyone starts clicking, you really better watch out. Wind back in the 2-2. Breaking ball misses just high of the zone, and it's 3-2 on Cease. Playing shortstop today defensively. He's been all over the place. Left field, center field, shortstop. He's DH'd. 3-2 pitch. Off the outside corner, ball 4. He works a walk to lead off the second, and Trevor Hover steps in now for the Rough Riders. Left-handed batting, left fielder. Good thing about Hover is one thing that doesn't really take a day off is Hover's great eye at the plate. 6 walks in this series. And even if he's not picking up the hits, he's going to be walking. Thor goes over to first base and ceases back in with a step and a dive. Ryan Tuntland, the Rough Riders hitting coach, singled out Hover as a guy that he expects to really turn things around very soon. Once he gets going, watch out. The pitch. Fastball. Letter high. Outside corner. A strike. 0-1. Oh, already Henry is starting to loosen in the bullpen for San Antonio. Contreras started just 4 days ago. The 0-1. Just outside. Ball and a strike. You don't often see that. You mostly see with five-man rotation what we see with Ryan Garcia, who started game one and then is starting the sixth game of the series rather than Contreras starting game two and then game six. 1-1 pitch. Low of the zone to Hover, and it's 2-1. So we'll see if it's just a very short start for Contreras, even though he did only go an inning and two-thirds in his first start of the series. That was more performance-based rather than pitch count-based, though. He walked 5 in that start. Pull side shift up the middle, and in double play depth, Cease leads from first. 2-1 pitch on the way to Hover. Low and outside, 3-1. Rough Riders lead 2-1, top of the second inning. Hover with Ranger blue batting gloves and a Ranger blue shin guard as well. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball down the left field line, hit fairly well, but it tails foul. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Very lazy feel to the crowd today here on this Sunday. Not the ruckus crowd we saw the last two nights on Friday and Saturday. Really good crowds, over 4,000 on each night. Payoff pitch home. Cease takes off. It's low for ball four. And Trevor Hover works the walk. So back-to-back walks to begin the second inning for the Rough Riders. And Scott Capers will walk to the plate and then turn back around. Here comes Luke Bontz, the manager, who motions on down to the bullpen. And Henry is going to come on for Contreras. So just an inning plus in his start today. Contreras exits, leaving two aboard. And it's an early pitching change here in San Antonio. We'll step aside, come back to the Wolf after this, and introduce you to Henry Henry. 2-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at the Wolf in the top of the second inning, Rough Riders leading 2-1, and the new pitcher is Henry Henry on the hill for San Antonio, replacing Efrain Contreras. Scott Caper is the first man that Henry Henry will face, who has had an incredible series. 4-for-9 with a homer, 3 RBIs. He's doubled, scored 3 runs, and 2 runners on the base pass for the Rough Riders here. First pitch, Capers shows bunt, puts it down the third baseline, a good one. Ivelis Jr. picks, fires on to first, and he throws it away. It's backed up by Brantley Bell, the second baseman, who picks and throws on home, but the bases are now loaded. Boy, Luis Ivelis Jr. came up and picked it. He had all day with Capers running. And he kind of lazily threw it instead of actually throwing it with some conviction. And it sailed on him up the first baseline. And Fernandez couldn't make the play, the first baseman. Luckily, though, for San Antonio, Bell was backing up the play from second base. And the bases are now loaded for Evan Carter. A sacrifice E5. Carter, all he did was homer his last time up. And he hits now with the bags packed. First pitch on the way. Low and inside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter, his third home run last time up. And it came with 2 strikes, just like all 3 of his home runs have come here in San Antonio. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, 2 balls and 0 strikes. He homered on a 2-2 count for both of his home runs on Wednesday. And it was on a 1-2 count after 4 consecutive foul balls. And Carter sent one out this morning. The 2-0. Misses low, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes, I should say, this afternoon. Kind of feels like morning with, you know, that massive juxtaposition of day baseball. It is early afternoon, though. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. 3 balls, no strikes on Carter. Henry's pitch. Carter watches on the inside corner, a called strike, and it's 3-1. Evan Carter, a 4-hit day 2 days ago, went 0-for-4 yesterday with 2 strikeouts, comes back and homers in his first at-bat. is so impressive. 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four, a bases loaded walk, and it's 3-1 Rough Riders. Cease comes in to score from third. Hover down to third, Capers to second. And Carter aboard with his second RBI of the day. It's his 14th RBI of the season. That's tops in the Texas League now. And Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Acuna, right-handed batter. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. Still nobody out in this top of the second inning. Frisco leads 3-1. The pitch, high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Acuna bounced out to short in the first inning. He's had himself a great series, too. 8 for 22. Still looking for his first long ball, though he's hitting 306 entering into today's play. 1-0 pitch from Henry. Strike on the outside corner at the knees, and it's one ball and one strike on the Rough Riders DH. Acuna in the first inning yesterday tripled and then came into score on a Little League home run. The 1-1. He swings, hits it high and deep to right field. Ornelas back into the alley. He's under it to make the catch shy of the warning track. Everybody tags, everybody moves up, and it's now 4-1 Rough Riders on the sack fly by Luis Angel Acuna. Hover comes in to score from third. Capers tags, moves to third base. And Evan Carter tags and moves to second. Heads up base running by Evan Carter. Ornelas was moving into the right center alley away from home plate. And he caught it kind of backpedaling. So Carter read that, tagged, and moved up to second. There's the first out. And here's Thomas Sejasi with runners at second and third. Infield in the pitch. He swings, fouls it away right side, 0-1. Well, Acuna yesterday, to start the scoring, had that Little League home run. It probably could have been called an inside-the-park homer. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. So JC swings, puts it in the air out to shallow center field. Howell coming in. He's under it, makes the catch. Capers tags from third. He comes in to score, and it's now 5-1 Rough Riders. So back-to-back sacrifice flies. Carter stays at second base. Rough Riders not picking up the hits, but picking up the runs. Here in this inning, there are two down. Runner at second for Dustin Harris. Two of those runs charged to Contreras, and one to Henry Henry. Here's the stretch. And time called. Pitch clock violation. No, one ball, no strikes. Henry Henry doesn't like it. Goes back behind the mound and says a few choice words for home plate umpire Nate Diedrich. He's back on the hill. One ball, no strikes on Harris. The pitch. There's a high pop-up into shallow left center field. No man's land. Hollis coming in. Center fielder Howell in as well, and he makes the catch. And side comes to a close in the second inning. For the Rough Riders, three runs on no hits, an error, and one runner left on base. Bottom two coming up. Rough Riders lead 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning from San Antonio, the Rough Riders with two runs in the first and three in the second. They now lead 5-1. Chandler Siegel starts it off for San Antonio. Brantley Bell to follow, and Luis Aviles Jr. at 6-7-8 in the missions order. Ryan Garcia winds back and delivers home. Curveball, strike one on the inside corner, and it's 0-1 on Siegel, who's had a couple big hits in the last few. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fastball, strike outside corner, 0-2. Siegel had a huge RBI double last night, and he doubled and scored in the second before that as well. San Antonio putting up two runs in the second and two in the sixth, and that's all they needed. And really strong pitching last night, especially out of the bullpen. 0-2. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's still no balls, two strikes for the designated hitter. Siegel has been talked about as a guy who, if he just hits a little bit, he could catch in the big leagues. He's that good defensively. Garcia ahead, 0-2. Shakes no at the first sign, likes the second from Capers, brings it in. Low and away in the dirt, Capers keeps it in front, though there's nobody aboard, and it's one ball and two strikes on Siegel. Orion Garcia out of UCLA in 2019, picked in the second round, a very talented, not only 2019 draft in the first couple rounds, but very talented Pac-12. The pitch bounced straight back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. When you look at that second round in 2019, the first two really big-name picks, Adley Rutschman went first overall, and after Bobby Witt Jr. went second, Andrew Vaughn went third. The pitch, soft roller foul, third base side. Still a ball and two strikes on Siegel. So you have Adley Rutschman out of Oregon State, Andrew Vaughn out of Cal, two really talented guys in the Pac-12. Hunter Bishop out of Arizona State also went in that first round. And then the second round, where Garcia went, also had some really big names. Gunnar Henderson, one of the top prospects in all of baseball. He's up with the Orioles in the big leagues. He was the first pick of the second round by the Orioles, so they went Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson with their first two picks that draft. 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes to Siegel. This would be the eighth pitch upcoming to him. And then some big picks as far as Rangers fans are concerned. The 2-2 is flicked foul right side. Still two balls and two strikes. We'll try a 10th pitch. Or I should say a 9th pitch to Chandler Siegel. Antoine Kelly was taken in that second round in 2019 by the Brewers. And Josh Smith was taken later in the second round by the Yankees. 2-2. Cued off the end of the bat. Squibber up the first baseline. Dustin Harris fields one shuffle to his left. Left foot on the pillow for the out. And there's the first out of the second inning after a long battle. Brantley Bell takes his turn. 5-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the second. Bell, the second baseman today defensively. But Josh Smith is now the starting shortstop up in the big leagues for the Rangers, with Corey Seager going down with his hamstring injury. The offering home. Curveball just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Antoine Kelly, of course, in the Rough Riders bullpen. The 1-0. Pop foul right side, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rangers are on Sunday Night Baseball tonight against the Astros. That's two times in the last 3 weeks the Rangers are on Sunday Night Baseball. How about that? 1-1. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's two balls and one strike. It's not DeGrom. DeGrom goes tomorrow for the Rangers. Instead, today it's Andrew Heaney. 2-1. Outside, three balls and one strike. And all Heaney did his last time out was punch out everybody. Struck out 8 in a row. Or 9 in a row, I should say. The 3-1. Curveball inside. Ball four. Second walk of the game for Ryan Garcia. That puts Brantley Bell at first base for Luis Aviles Jr. 5-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the second. Rangers looking to split that series with the Astros tonight. Or I should say, win that series. They've split the first two games. Losing last night. Aviles Jr., right-handed batter, the pitch. Dips low with a curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. If you missed it a couple nights ago, there was a very interesting situation involving Luis Aviles Jr. It's towards the end of the game. The 1-0. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders were winning 7-0, and the Missions brought in Juan Fernandez to pitch. He was playing third base, and they brought the position player over to pitch the ninth and brought Luis Aviles Jr. off the bench to play third base for Fernandez. Scott Capers goes out and chats quickly with Garcia. And then what that does essentially is it eliminates your designated hitter because you bring in another guy to play defense and then your defender takes over the pitcher's spot, so your designated hitter has to come out of the game. And the designated hitter, Michael De La Cruz, was due up first the next inning. So it should have been Luis Aviles Jr. who batted first that next inning. But Michael De La Cruz came up and took his at-bat. And no one noticed until after the game on the coaching staff side of things for the Rough Riders and the Missions, for that matter. Aviles Jr. back in, and the 2-0 is inside for a strike on the inside corner. Runner goes, throw down to second, not in time, and it skips into center. Bell stays at second base, though, as Carter backs it up. It's a stolen base for Bell. And it's two balls and one strike on Aviles Jr. now at the plate. And so how they had to score it, because it's technically illegal, but Michael De La Cruz, even though he started the game, gets credit for a pinch hit at bat in the ninth inning. And what makes it even crazier is Luis Aviles Jr. had a ground ball to him in the top of the ninth inning, the pitch. Aviles sends a high fly ball into foul territory, left side. Third baseman Dio Edias under it. Wind swirling, and he can't make the catch. It drops behind him. And he just couldn't locate the ball. And it's a foul ball to make it 2-2. A second life for Aviles. Five-one Rough Riders, bottom of the second. Didn't touch it, so it won't go down as an error. Stretched by Garcia and the pitch. Curveball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Third strikeout for Ryan Garcia. Two down, and here's Juan Fernandez. Runner at second. So Aviles got credit for an assist in that ninth inning and then essentially got taken out of the game for the guy who was already in that position. Very strange. Juan Fernandez stands in from the right side. He was the man who came on to pitch in that ninth inning two nights ago. Actually recorded a 1-2-3 inning. First pitch. Curveball, strike outside corner, 0-1. That curveball has been good for Garcia, especially getting ahead early so far in this game. He'll go fastball, curveball, slider, and change. The fastball is a four-seamer, 0-1. Ground ball up the middle to his left. Cease has it from short behind the bag. Fires low onto first base, and Harris dives off to his right at first. Keeps his foot on the bag, making the catch. And he saves Cease of an error and gets Garcia out of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the second. We go to the top of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network with Frisco leading 5-1.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups.
Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Theo Edias climbs into the right side to begin the top of the third inning. Rough Riders leading 5-1 over the San Antonio Missions in this series finale. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Sunday. If you're tuning in, you can tweet at us at Riders Baseball or at Zach Biggs on Twitter. Let us know where you're listening from. We'd love to hear from you. First pitch to Theo Edias is a line drive down the third baseline. A fair ball past Aviles into the corner. Edias around first. He's on his way to second. And he pulls in right there with a leadoff double on the first pitch of the third inning. He roped it down the line. Aviles wasn't playing too far off the line, but a step and a dive to his right, he couldn't make the catch. And Edias eases into second. He's in scoring position to start off the third with Frisco, their fourth hit of the ballgame. Kellen Strom works his way to the plate. Right-handed batter flew out to right field to the wall in the first. First offering, high and outside from Henry Henry, and it's one ball and no strikes. Special thanks to Kristen in Frisco for listening. Big, big Rough Riders fan. And special thanks to Matt as well. He's here in San Antonio listening. The pitch off the outside corner and two balls, no strikes. He might even be at the ballpark. Thanks for listening, Matt. 2-0 on Strom. Henry Henry, the second pitcher used today by San Antonio. The offering in. Down low and inside, three balls and no strikes. And the Rough Riders already have some action going on in their bullpen as well. Nick Starr is getting loose. The pitch. Fits on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. And it's three balls and one strike. So it looks like Ryan Garcia may be done after his two innings in his start. He started on Tuesday, so I'm sure they wanted to keep him on a pretty short pitch count. The offering. Fastball, strike at the knees, outside corner, 3-2. Garcia so far in this ballgame, 40 pitches, 23 for strikes through his two innings. So not the mark of efficiency necessarily. 3-2. Strom watches strike three called on the outside corner. Letter high. And it's the first strikeout for Henry Henry. First out in the third, and Chris Cease takes his turn. Speaking of starting pitching at the high A level, Kamar Rocker is starting for Hickory. And I guess he already started, and he has since left. Three innings, shutout baseball for Rocker. Four strikeouts, two hits, one walk. The pitch. Hard ground ball up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Edias getting the pinwheel around third, and he scores without a throw. It's 6-1 Rough Riders in the third inning. RBI single for Chris Cease. And the Rough Riders have scored in every inning so far on this Sunday day game.
Rough Riders fielder Trevor Palmer.
Attacking the first pitch for both the hits in this third inning. Edias the double, and then Cease, an RBI single right over the top of the bag at second and into center field. But Trevor Hover takes his turn now. Cease takes his lead from first and the pitch. Well, I'll have to wait. A throw goes over to first. It gets off Fernandez's glove and over towards the Rough Riders' bullpen and allows Cease to move up to second. That might be an E3. As it looked like, that it hit right off Fernandez's glove. Yeah, he should have caught that ball. He kind of T-Rexed armed it instead of reaching out. Tried to grab it with his elbows still tucked in. And that'll be an E3, allowing Chris Cease to move up to second base. First pitch still due to Trevor Hover. And here she comes. Inside, all the way back to the backstop. And now Cease on his horse again. Moves up to third. So an error and a wild pitch. And it's been a really sloppy game to finish out this series for San Antonio so far. Three errors already, one in each inning. Three walks, and now a wild pitch. Henry comes set and offers home. Line foul under the netting above the San Antonio dugout on the left side. Ball and a strike to Hover, who walked in the second. The Rough Riders scored three runs without the aid of a hit in the second inning. 1-1. Hover check swing, and he went around low and away. Ball and two strikes on the Riders' left fielder. Pull side shift on the infield for him. 1-2. High and tight. We're even at two balls and two strikes. Chris Cease has really good speed. And with there being one out, the fly ball for a sacrifice fly is still in play. 2-2 pitch. Way outside with a slider slipped out of Henry's hand, and it's three balls and two strikes. Henry, a guy who we've seen over the last 2 years plenty. A 24-year-old making his third appearance this year. It's been a tough start for him so far. 3-2. High off the outside corner for ball four. Fourth walk of the game for the Rough Riders. Second for Trevor Hover. That's now eight walks for Hover in this series. And Scott Capers stands in for the Rough Riders now, looking to do damage. He got a board in the second inning on a sacrifice bunt that ended up being an E5 on Luis Aviles Jr. Threw it away, trying to get it over to first base on the bunt. Rough Riders lead 6-1. Top of the third inning. Runners on the corners, one out. And the pitch to Capers. He swings, punches it in the air, shallow left center field. Mendoza, the shortstop, going back, and he makes the catch. First pitch pop out, and there are two away for Evan Carter. Carter's had a productive day so far. Solo home run in the first. Bases loaded, walk in the second. Carter making a case for player of the week in the Texas League this week. His big competition is Andy Páez of Tulsa, who we've already mentioned. Henry from the stretch, and the first pitch home. Fouled in and out of the glove of De La Cruz, the catcher, and it's 0-1. Páez entering today, 8-for-14 in his series with 8 walks, 2 homers, and 10 RBIs. Hitting .571 with an almost 2,000 OPS this week. So that's a really tough competition. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, got him to wave through it, and it's 0-2. We'll have to keep an eye on what Páez does today for Tulsa. They're currently trailing 2-0 to Midland in the bottom of the fourth. Henry from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way to Carter. He takes outside. One ball, two strikes. It's worth noting again that Carter with two strikes, while he has struck out his fair share so far this season, all three of his home runs have come with two strikes on him. The approach isn't really changing with two strikes, and it's allowing him to do damage. Henry, the 1-2. Inside, nearly took his belt buckle off. Jumps out of the way of it, and it's two balls and two strikes on Carter. Cease at third, Hover at first base, two outs. And more action in the bullpen. It's Kevin Copps getting loose for San Antonio. 2-2 pitch. Carter watches low and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So far in that game in Midland, Páez 0-for-2. Carter being 1-for-1 with a couple RBIs and a homer. That really helps him out. Auburn will take off on this pitch. Here she comes. Popped foul out of play left side. And it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes on Carter. Auburn getting his sprints in. We'll head back into first base. Ryder center fielder, left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Henry. 20-year-old at the plate. Second youngest player in the Texas League. Payoff pitch. Auburn takes off. Outside for ball four. It's the second walk for Carter today. His 6th walk this series. And it loads the bases up for Luis Angel Acuna. Rough Riders draw their 5th walk of the ball game, and here comes Jeff Andrews out to the mound, the Mission's pitching coach. And he'll go talk with Henry. Well, not the pitching outing that San Antonio wanted to see here in this final game of the series. The Rough Riders, when they have won this year, have absolutely dominated their opponents. Even though they're 4-4 this year, they have a plus 17 run differential on the season. That's 2nd in the Texas League, just to Tulsa, who's plus 20. And Tulsa, they're 6-2. Well, the Rough Riders have just blown out their opponents. Their closest win this year, a margin of 6 runs. They're currently up 5 here in the 3rd inning. The base is loaded. Andrews back to the dugout, and Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side. And Henry delivers inside on Acuna, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Acuna has sacrificed fly in the 2nd to knock in his 4th run of the season. 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Henry readies, and he offers in. Check swing and a foul back behind home plate. Just caught a piece of it up on the handle, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Acuna checks his bat to make sure he's okay. Looks like it's all good. Acuna wearing glasses under his helmet today in this beautiful sunshine-filled ballgame, 71 degrees on a San Antonio afternoon. 1-1. Acuna swings, puts it in the air out to left center field. Corey Howell back a couple steps, now in from center, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Well, the Rough Riders do get 1 run, though. It comes on 2 hits, 1 error, and 3 left on the base pass. Rough Riders out in front, 6-1, as we go to the bottom of the 3rd on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom half of the third inning and a pitching change for the Rough Riders. Nick Starr comes on to replace Ryan Garcia. 6-1 Frisco. Bottom three. First pitch to Evan Mendoza. Fastball dots the outside corner. A strike and it's 0-1 on Mendoza, who struck out in the first inning against Garcia. Starr, right-handed pitcher. Third base side of the rubber. He pitches. Curveball in the outside corner. Called a strike and it's 0-2. Ryan Garcia allowed a run on one hit over his two innings. He struck out three and walked two. There were times he looked dominant. There were other times where he got hit pretty hard, but nonetheless, not too shabby for his second career AA start. Starr peers in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch. And time called by Mendoza. He steps out. Nick Starr making another appearance in this series for the Rough Riders. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and he delivers home. Mendoza takes high with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Starr pitched a couple days ago. He's making his third overall appearance on the season. The offering. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a breaking ball for strike three. And Evan Mendoza down on strikes for the second time. It's Starr's first strikeout. One away in the third.
Vision center fielder Corey Howell.
Corey Howell takes his turn. Starr pitched 2 days ago. A scoreless inning, allowing just one hit. He allowed a couple runs in his two innings against Amarillo on Saturday. The pitch. Howell shows bunt, pulls back, and takes high and inside with a slider. One ball, no strikes. A couple new pitches in the offseason added for Nick Starr. He's now a five-pitch guy. The pitch. A bunt, foul up the first base side, and it's one ball and one strike. Starr now goes four-seam fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, sinker. The slider and the sinker are the two new pitches for him. He stretches and brings in the 1-1. Curveball fouled back into the glove of Capers, and it's 1-2. Starr started his college career at Connors State College and went to Southern Arkansas to finish it out. 1-2. Misses up high, two balls, two strikes. He was actually drafted by the Cincinnati Reds in 2018, but there was something wrong with his physical, so the Reds didn't sign him, and he immediately got signed by the Rangers. He's been a Ranger ever since. 2-2. Outside corner, called strike three. Got him on the upper edge, and Nick Starr picks up his second strikeout. They come consecutively here in the third. Tirsor Nalas bats. Good slider on the upper edge for Nick Starr. And Ornelas steps in from the left side. First offering his way. Down the heart of the plate with a fastball, 0-1. Starr was so good out of the bullpen last year. Missed a lot of time with injury. 0-1. Flicked foul left side, and it's 0-2. But another guy like Grant Wolfram, who we've talked about, at another organization where the bullpen isn't as strong at the AAA level, he's probably in AAA. 2.05 ERA last year for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Check swing and a miss. He went around for strike three, and Nick Starr makes quick work of San Antonio here in the third, striking out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 6-1 Rough Riders. We go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershagen, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Thomas Sajacy, Dustin Harris, Dio Adias, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the fourth inning. It's 6-1, Frisco out in front. And time called as there's a groundskeeper working on the Rough Riders bullpen mound. Put the tarp over it, and now he's taking the tarp off. The bullpen mound has been a big focus of the grounds crew this series. It's had some troubles. Rough Riders pitchers slipping a little bit on the mound and just making sure it's in the best possible situation to make sure no one gets injured over there. Rough Riders with two runs in the first, three in the second, and one in the third. Thomas Sajacy, a sack fly in the second. He leads things off against Kevin Copps, the new pitcher, in the offering home. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Third pitcher used by San Antonio. Copps making his second appearance in the series. As he looks in, the right-hander has his sign and delivers in. Fastball outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Copps, the former Golden Spikes Award winner, is the best player in college baseball at the University of Arkansas. 1-1. This is high, and it's two balls and one strike when he was the closer there. It's been a tough go for him in the minor leagues, and it was a tough go in Game 2 of this series when he pitched against the Rough Riders, allowing three runs over two innings. 2-1. So JC swings and misses down to one knee, pulled the string on him with a changeup, and it's 2-2. And that's what he did really well at Arkansas, is change speeds and keep guys off balance. And so JC calls time. So Henry out of the ballgame. He ends up pitching two innings. Came in, inherited two runners in the second inning from Contreras' line, but ended up getting all three outs in that second. Stretching the pitch. And a swing and a miss. So JC down on strikes to begin the fourth. First strikeout for Copps.
Rough Riders first baseman Dustin Harris.
For Henry. Two innings, allowing two runs, one earned on two base hits. First pitch. Harris chops it up the middle, past the reach of Copps out of the second baseman Bell, who fields and fires on to first, not in time. Harris beats it out. Great speed by Harris up the first baseline. Bell had to charge over to his right field, throw off balance so he couldn't get his full weight behind the throw. And Harris runs really well, able to beat it out for the infield single. It's his second hit of the day.
Rough Riders third baseman Dio Adias.
It's Dio Adias to the plate. Henry walked three and struck out one in relief. First offering to Adias. High and tight. Backs him off the plate. One ball and no strikes. Adias reached on an infield single in the first and doubled in the third. Later came in to score. Two-hit day for the Riders' third baseman. 1-0 pitch. Strike in the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Dio Adias, the perfect example of defensive versatility. He's playing at third base defensively today, but he's played all over the infield throughout his minor league career. Throw goes over to first, and Harris is back in. Eddie has had a great season with Spokane in 2018, hitting .366 for the short season Low A Northwest League team. The pitch, Harris takes off. It's low. Throw down to second, not in time. And Dustin Harris has his third stolen base of the season. Two balls and one strike on Edias. Great jump, and the throw from De La Cruz tailed up towards the first base side of second base. Brantley Bell couldn't lay the tag down on Harris as he slid in behind him. And Harris stole two bags yesterday. He steals second here, and the pitch in. Edias chops it foul into the Mission's dugout left side. Two balls, two strikes. In that season, not only did Edias hit .366, but he also played 10 games at least at all four infield positions. And he's done that throughout his minor league career. The 2-2. Little soft roller off the fist. Right side, a swinging bunt. Bell comes up, glove flip onto first base, and it's in time to get Edias at first. Harris moves to third on the play. That's a great play. And there are two outs. It was a little half-hearted swing. Ground ball off the handle the opposite way. First base side got past Copps. Bell came in. Do or die play. Fielded it. And with his momentum going towards first, just used the glove to flip it onto first base to retire him. Harris down to third. And here's Kellen Strom. First pitch. Strom is swinging a miss, and it's 0-1. 6-1 Rough Riders, top of the fourth inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strom behind and a fastball, 0-2. Defense for Strom, plays straight up. And Strom calls time. 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. Collects his thoughts and stands back in. Stretch by the right-hander, the 0-2. Low and outside, De La Cruz keeps it from going back to the backstop. A nice backhanded stab. One ball, two strikes. Harris at third base. Chris Cease stands in on deck. One-two pitch on the way to Strom. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Strom has had a series he'd like to forget. A double and two walks. Only 2-for-16 so far in the series. Wants to get back home. 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Mendoza to his left. Fields, pirouettes in center. Throws to first. Not in time. Skips away from the first baseman Fernandez and hops up into the Rough Riders dugout. So Strom awarded second. Harris comes in to score, and the Rough Riders have scored for the fourth consecutive inning. It's now 7-1 Rough Riders. That'll be an infield RBI single and an error on Mendoza, his second of the game, allowing Strom to go up to second base. Chris Cease now. He's walked and had an RBI single. First pitch. Fouled back behind home. And it's 0-1. So the Missions have committed four errors in this game, and we're still in the fourth inning. They've committed exactly one error every inning. Rough Riders, 7 runs on 7 hits. Copps ready from the stretch. And he delivers home. Cease watches one down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-2. And time called. Cease steps out. Copps has done a good job in this inning getting ahead. Got ahead of Strom, 0-2 before the base hit. Now 0-2 ahead of Cease. 0-2 pitch. Bounces in the dirt, kicks away from De La Cruz, back to the backstop to his right. Strom up to third, a wide turn, but he stops right there. And it's the second wild pitch of the game for San Antonio. One ball and two strikes. And the game just continues to be sloppy for the Missions. I say sometimes Sunday getaway day is not very clean baseball. Well, that's certainly the case today. Rough Riders will certainly take it. Cop stretches and brings in the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back behind home, softly hit on the ground, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Trevor Hobber waits on deck for Frisco. 7-1 Rough Riders. Top of this fourth inning. A win would give the Rough Riders their first series victory of the season. 1-2. High. Two balls, two strikes to cease. Rough Riders drop the opening series 2-1 to Amarillo, who they will see in 2 weeks. 2-2. Breaking ball just inside. Cops wanted it, didn't get the call. We're full at 3-2. The Rough Riders will travel to Amarillo and to Midland as part of a 2-week road trip after their homestand next week against Arkansas. Payoff pitch. Down low and inside. Ball four. So Cease works a walk from down 0-2 to working the walk to put runners on the corners for Trevor Hover. It's been a tough inning for Kevin Copps. Two infield singles, the lone hits in the inning for the Rough Riders, and now a walk. Hover has walked twice today and scored a run back in the second. Cops the first pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. So 8 walks in the series for Hover. Rough Riders have just been walking machines in this series in general. Cops delivers the 0-1 pitch. On the outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-2 now in the left fielder. Including today, the Rough Riders have walked 36 times in the 6 games in this series. 0-2. Hover takes down low off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. That's an average of 6 a game. That is far too many if you're Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach for San Antonio. 1-2, runner takes off, pitches low, no throw down to second, and Chris Cease has another stolen base. It's his second. 2-2 on Hover. And now more action out in the bullpen for San Antonio. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And the inning comes to a close with the Rough Riders get a run on 2 hits, an error, and strand 2. It's now 7-1 Frisco. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
It's the perfect combination, good offense and good pitching, and it's led the Rough Riders to a 7-1 advantage as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning in the finale of this six-game series. Nick Starr back out to the hill after striking out the side in the third, and Michael De La Cruz steps in, left-handed batter. Starr the first pitch. Fastball upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have scored at least one tally in every inning so far on the offensive side. Time called by De La Cruz. He steps out. Frisco adding another run in the fourth inning on an infield RBI single by Kellen Strong. 0-1. Ground ball foul towards the Rough Riders dugout right side. 0-2. Only three balls thrown by Nick Starr in that third inning. The pitch. Check swing on a high fastball, and he was able to hold. One ball and two strikes. 12 pitches, 9 strikes to strike out the side in the third. Now 1-2 on De La Cruz. He fires in. There's a high pop-up in the infield. Foul territory behind home. Capers on the San Antonio logo. He makes the catch, and there's one away. That brings Connor Hollis to the plate. 7-1 Frisco. 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. 1 run on 1 hit and 4 errors defensively for San Antonio. This had been a really clean series through the first few games. For the first 4 games combined, just 2 errors, both by the Missions. Starr delivers. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat, shallow right field. Strom started back, now charges in and makes the catch. And they're quickly 2 down and the fourth inning for Chandler Siegel. Missions and the Rough Riders both came into this series with just 2 errors overall. Missions have committed 4 today. And the Rough Riders are now the best defensive team by fielding percentage in all of minor league baseball. Entering into today's game, the pitch. Curveball to Siegel on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, the only team in the minors with out-of-position player error still as well. The 0-1. Ground ball out to short. Seesaw to his left. He fields. Fires onto first. In time to get Siegel. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the fourth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top five coming up. Rough Riders lead 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark of the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your 4-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark of the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35. Woo woo! Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Scott Capers in the ninth spot starts it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco a 7-1 lead. They put up two runs in the first, three in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. And Scott Capers 0-for-1, reached on a sacrifice E5 in the second and came in to score. Kevin Kopp's back out for his second inning of work, his first offering. High and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alex Spees has started throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen. So he'll come in next inning for Nick Starr. The 1-0. Capers a check swing. He went around on a pitch off the outside corner. And it's 0-1, or 1-1, I should say. Rough Riders got started early with a solo home run from Evan Carter to lead off the game. The first Rough Riders leadoff home run of the season. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Dustin Harris then came in on a throwing error by shortstop Evan Mendoza to make it 2-0. Then in the second, the Rough Riders put up three runs without a hit, three walks, two sack flies, and a bases-loaded walk from Carter. Made it 5-0. And an RBI single up the middle by Chris Cease in the third, and an RBI infield single by Kellen Strom in the fourth. Made it 7-1, the pitch. Cued off the end of the bat, ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Mendoza to his left. Behind the bag, he throws on the first in time to get Capers. And that one nearly pulled Fernandez off the bag. Already has two throwing errors in this game. And it's a clean ground out to short. And there's one away in the fifth inning. The San Antonio pitching just desperately needs a 1-2-3 inning just to help save them a little bit. Kevin Copps threw a ton of pitches in his first inning. 37 of them. Beg your pardon, 31, the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes to Evan Carter. And so a 1-2-3 inning would be huge just to try and save some arm. The 1-0. Inside corner at the bottom of the zone for a strike to Carter, and it's one ball and one strike. This man's had himself a good day. A homer and two walks, two RBIs. 1-1. Off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. He continues to rake. 9-for-21 in the series. Offering home. Down low and inside and misses to Carter, and it's three balls and one strike. He's walked six times in this series, and he's ahead 3-1 here. Copps from the stretch. He offers. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him with a 3-1 change off the outside corner. 3-2 now to Carter. The changeup has been really good for Copps when he keeps it down in the zone. Payoff pitch. Low and away for ball four. So Evan Carter with his third walk of the game. And he's aboard with one out in the fifth. And on base percentage just keeps going up. It was at 500 entering the game yesterday before he went 0-for-4. It's dropped a little bit, but now he's reached in all four plate appearances tonight. He's done a little bit of everything this series. Can't talk enough about Evan Carter. First pitch to Luis Angel Acuna. Hard grounder up the middle, skips off the mound, and rockets into center field. A base hit. Carter around second on his way to third. The throw from Howell is not in time. Carter goes first to third. And there are runners on the corners for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning with one out. That used the mound like a ramp. Bounced once in front of it, and then that second hop on the mound just took off into center. And Thomas Ajayi stands in now. He's 0-for-2 with a sack fly. Rough Riders for the fourth consecutive inning, a runner in scoring position. I beg your pardon, the fifth consecutive inning. Infield up the middle, a double play depth. Copps from the stretch, first pitch to Sejasi. I have to wait, a throw goes over to first to check on Acuna. That's not a bad idea. Acuna, two stolen bases already this year. He stole 40 last year. He takes his lead. And Copps, a long hold. He brings it in. So J.C. swings and misses on a breaking ball low and away, and it's 0-1. So J.C. just hasn't looked quite right in this series. Struck out twice today, struck out twice yesterday. It's not the Tommy Sajacy we're used to seeing. 0-1. Low and away in the dirt. De La Cruz blocks. Nice play off to his right. And it's one ball and one strike. Sajacy said whenever he comes up to the plate, he just wants to do damage. It's a good spot for him to do damage in the fifth inning. For a guy who's so short in stature, he has really good pop. Stretch by the right-hander. And the 1-1 on the way. Acuna takes off. The pitch is rocketed to third. Oh, what a great short hop pick by Aviles over at third base. Down to both knees, and he gets up and throws out Sajacy. 2 outs. A brilliant play at third. On a hard hit ball, one hop, a short pick by Aviles. And he's able to get up and throw him out. Acuna down to second, stays out of the double play by going in motion. Runners at second and third for Dustin Harris. 7-1 Rough Riders. Righty's pitch. Harris watches a letter-high fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Aviles has made some beautiful plays in this series, and he's also made some not-so-great plays in this series. He had a throwing error earlier on the Capers bunt on what should have been a routine play. 0-1. Down low and inside to Harris in the dirt. De La Cruz keeps it in front. One ball and one strike. Harris today, 2 for 3. A double in the first and a single in the fourth. He scored both times. Stole second as well. That's 3 stolen bases in the last 2 games for the Rough Riders first baseman. 1-1 pitch. Curveball just outside. Tried the back door. Just missed, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And Dustin Harris, if he stays healthy, will almost no doubt have another 2020 season. He's a waiting 2020 player. 2-1. Check swing on a pitch down low and inside. He was able to hold. 3 balls and 1 strike. Season last year in which he had 17 homers, 19 steals, and then missed the whole last month of the year with a wrist injury, would have been his second consecutive 2020 season if he would have stayed healthy. 3-1. Outside for ball 4. Second walk of the inning for Copps. It's his third walk of the outing, and the bases are now loaded. And here comes Luke Montz, the manager, and he's going to make another pitching change. Oh, goodness. It has not been a good day for the San Antonio pitching staff. And we'll see another right-hander enter into the game. It's Jose Espada, who was really good a few days ago. And the Rough Riders carry a 7-1 lead with 2 outs here in the fifth inning. Bases loaded. Dio Adias due up here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out. And the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 14th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, a photo booth, plus a craft station from Crayola so kids can make a Mother's Day card right at the ballpark. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a Kendra Scott Ari Hart crystal necklace for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 14th. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bases loaded for the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Already 7-1 Frisco. And Jose Espada comes out to replace Kevin Copps for the Missions. Dio Edias due up. Kevin Copps goes an inning and two-thirds, still responsible for all three men in the base path, so his line is not finalized. And with two outs, Dio Edias tries to do more damage against Espada. Here's the first pitch on the way. There's a high pop-up into shallow left field. Hollis coming in. Shortstop Mendoza back. It's Hollis who calls him off. He makes the catch. And the side comes to a close for the Rough Riders. It's the first inning in which they do not score. No runs on one hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 7, the Missions 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders turn to their third pitcher of the day as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders leading 7-1 here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Brantley Bell starts it off. Luis Aviles Jr. after him and Juan Fernandez in the ninth spot against that new pitcher, Alex Spees, who's ready from the stretch. And the right-hander delivers home the first pitch. It's a fastball way inside. One ball, no strikes off of Capers' glove and back to the backstop. Brantley Bell walked back in the second. Mission still with just one hit. It was the Corey Howell double in the first inning. Spees stretches and the 1-0. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Nick Starr, dominant stuff out of the bullpen. He retires all six CCs with three strikeouts. He's done after his two innings. 1-1. Finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Brantley Bell. Well, Alex Spees has just about some of the nastiest stuff you'll find in the Rough Riders bullpen. Fastball and slider combination are just disgusting. The 1-2 inside, and it's two balls and two strikes, but the command is the big thing that's the focus for Alex Spees. When he's on and when he's throwing strikes, he is nearly unhittable. A 25-year-old stretches and delivers in the 2-2. Slider fouled away right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. In two appearances this year, he's walked just one, two and a third innings. Hasn't allowed a single run to come across to score. Talking to John Goebel, Rough Riders pitching coach, about Spees. Said he's been really happy with what he's seen so far. 2-2. Down low off the outside corner. A check swing, and Bell was able to hold up. We're full at three balls, two strikes. What he did in the outing that he had earlier in this series against San Antonio, that was back in game two of the series, he went inning and a third scoreless, was he leaned heavily on his slider. The 3-2. Line drive off the end of the bat, foul. into the stands right side. And a fan who brought his glove made the catch. Nice play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And what Goble said was, what he wants Alex to do is when he goes into the game, whatever pitch is working, he wants to lean on that. Because the number one thing is that he throws strikes. Payoff home. Line drive into left field. That one dropping quickly, and it falls for a base hit down the line. Bell around first on his way to second. Hover's throw is not in time, and Bell has a double to lead off the fifth. That brings Luis Aviles Jr. to the plate. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-1 our score. Rough Riders lead. Second hit of the day for San Antonio. And you're okay with that kind of ball for Alex Spies. Not hit very hard, kind of looped down the third baseline. Opponents hitting just 143 against him this season. It's only the second hit he's allowed. That's how good his stuff is. Pitch to Aviles Jr. Slider down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. So what Goble wants to see is for him to figure out a way to just fit that ball in the strike zone with consistency, and he's going to miss bats with how good that stuff is. Just can't be giving up the free passes. 0-1. High and tight with a fastball, and it's ball and a strike here to Aviles. In 2021, his last time out with the Rough Riders, Spies over 12 innings walked 21 batters. It was over two different stints. He had an arm injury in between that. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider biting low, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Then he ended up taking a year off and coaching high school baseball in Georgia. Kind of reinvigorated his love for the game, and he's back in the Rangers system and pitching for the Rough Riders again. 1 ball, 2 strike pitch. Chopper off the plate, third base side, and foul. Ball and two strikes still on Aviles Jr. Struck out looking in the second against Ryan Garcia, the Rough Riders starter today. He went 2 innings, allowing just 1 run on 1 hit. Rough Riders lead 7-1. Nobody out in the fifth inning, runner at second. Spies ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. He delivers home. Fastball high and tight. 2 balls and 2 strikes. There was a great video when he was coaching high school baseball that surfaced. It kind of blew up of one of his kids posting the video of when it says, when your high school coach still throws 100. And he was at practice throwing 100 miles an hour against these high school kids. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. His first strikeout, and there's one away in the fifth inning. Runner at second for the 9-hole hitting Juan Fernandez. You could tell he really loved coaching these kids, and they loved learning from him as well. Favorite part of that video was the oohs and ahs when you look up at the radar gun after that ball comes in. First pitch to Fernandez, righty-righty. Here she comes. Slider inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Fernandez topped it out to short in the second inning. He's 0 for 1. Spies brings it home. Swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outer edge. 1-1. Even in 2021 with the Rough Riders, opponents still just hit 222 against Spies, despite his over 11 ERA. He delivers in the 1-1. Slider, top of the zone, a strike. 1-2. Love to see Spies figure things out. And it looks like he's close to doing that here at the beginning of the season. He offers in. Fastball, check swing, foul ball back behind home. And it's still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Fernandez just caught a piece. Rough Riders leading by six here in the fifth with one down. The 1-2. Low and away. Really nice pick by Capers. Backhanded stop in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order, and Evan Mendoza waits on deck in this bottom of the fifth. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He delivers the 2-2. Slider, strike three called. Got him on the upper edge of the outside corner. And Alex Spees, back-to-back strikeouts after allowing the double. Evan Mendoza stands in now. Mendoza, the former NC State product, drafted by the Cardinals. Picked in the 2022 minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft by the Padres. Bringing him here to San Antonio. The pitch off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. And he's been a great addition to this clubhouse. He's a big TikTok and Twitter guy. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. One ball and one strike on Mendoza. And he often will interview a lot of his teammates, ask him different questions to quite honestly make him look not so great, but all in good fun, of course. Riddles and tricks and that sort of stuff. 1-1. This is high and inside. Two balls, one strike. They all have fun with it. Seems like you tend to find a few guys in every organization who are the TikTok stars nowadays. I don't think we have any on the Rough Riders. Can't think of any. Here's the stretch. 2-1. Strike in the inside corner, and it's 2-2. Doesn't mean they're short of any great personalities, though. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the fifth. 7-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the inning. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner in the dirt with a slider. And Alex Spees, after giving up the double, strikes out the side in the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. We go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 7-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders pouring it on against San Antonio on this Sunday afternoon. It's 7-1. Rough Riders lead at top of the sixth inning. And Kellen Strom set to lead things off for Frisco. It's Strom, Chris Cease, Trevor Hover, 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Against Jose Espada, who used just one pitch to get out of trouble in the fifth inning. First offering to Strong. Bottom of the zone for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Espada entered with the bases loaded in the fifth inning and got Edias to fly out on the first pitch, taking over for Kevin Copps. He deals. Low off the outside corner. And the count evens at one ball and one strike on Strom. Espada came in and was absolutely dominant a couple nights ago. He stretches, third base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Ground ball, third base line, fair. Obelis backhands and fires across just in time to get Kellen Strom. And there's one away. Right along the line and just over the top of the bag. Obelis was able to get to it on the backhand and make the throw. One out for Chris Cease. He spotted the 26-year-old three nights ago. Went four no-hit innings against the Rough Riders. Pitch home. Cease pops it sky high. Foul right side. And it's 0-1. Espada with Fort Wayne last year at the high A level. Made just 11 appearances, 7 starts. 1-3 with a 4.05 ERA. 58 strikeouts in 40 innings. He stretches. And the 0-1 pitch. Foul away right side again, 0-2. Three nights ago in that game when he threw the four no-hit innings, that was when the Rough Riders scored 4 in the first and 3 in the third, and it looks like at the time the Rough Riders were just going to keep on piling on, similar to what they did today. But he shut them down. He's trying to do the same here in this one with actually the same score, 7-1, that he entered in three nights ago. 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Fouled back into the glove of De La Cruz for the first strikeout for Espada. Two away in the sixth for Trevor Hover. 7-1 Frisco. Top of the sixth inning. Antoine Kelly is starting to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen, so we'll probably see Kelly in the sixth inning. This being the final game of the series, trying to get a bunch of guys out of the bullpen and get them some work. It's tough with a 5-man rotation and a 28-man roster. You got a lot of bullpen guys. Got to try to fit in the pitch. Hover swings and misses, and it's 0-1. And even though you'd love to see it, Takoa Roby going 6 innings yesterday, and the Rough Riders not playing the bottom of the ninth. Only got to use 2 bullpen guys, 1 inning apiece yesterday. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. That being Mark Church and Grant Anderson. Rough Riders' bullpen has been so dynamite. Got to get all those guys in there and get them work. Frisco bullpen, a 2.12 ERA collectively as a staff so far this season. That is dominant stuff. 0-2. Strike 3 called, got him at the knees. Hover strikes out. Back-to-back Ks for Espada. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. First time the Rough Riders have been retired 1-2-3 in the ballgame today. Bottom six coming up, 7-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes 2 golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And- Antoine Kelly takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth inning. Frisco a 7-1 lead in this series finale in San Antonio. Corey Howe, Tirso Ornelas, Michael De La Cruz, the three up against Kelly. Taking over for Alex Spees, who went a scoreless inning, allowing just one hit and striking out two. Rough Riders pitchers so far have struck out eight batters through five innings. First offering home from Kelly, the big left-hander, is fouled back by Corey Howe, and it's 0-1. Howe a double in the first, he struck out in the third. Antoine Kelly, really good a few nights ago for his first inning of work, and then the second inning kind of ran out of gas. 0-1. Fouled back behind home plate, out of play, and he's ahead 0-2. And he said so much after the game that he just got a little tired, but he felt really good in that first inning. And why not? He looked really good, too. He stretches, and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball right by him. Antoine Kelly strikes out the first he sees on three pitches. And Tirso Ornelas bats. I mean, just in every facet of the game, the Rough Riders are just overpowering the Missions. On the offensive side, on the pitching side of things, and defensively outplaying San Antonio as well. Left on left for Ornelas on the first pitch. Low and away, one ball, no strikes. In that first inning, in the second game of this series, Kelly struck out the side. Here's the stretch, and he delivers home. Just low of the zone, two balls, no strikes. And then in the second inning, he ended up walking the bases loaded and was removed, but Alex Spees came in and he was able to get the out. 2-0 pitch to Ornelas. Down low and inside, three balls, no strikes. Antoine Kelly, a starter last year when he came over from the Brewers in the Matt Busch trade. And then a starter for the Rough Riders as well. The 3-0. Finds the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. Starting in five of his seven appearances. And he's been moved to the bullpen, where he's found a home, and he's really enjoyed the bullpen from spring training on. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him. 3-2. A Futures game participant with the Brewers organization last year. A lot of talent. He's the number 23 prospect in the organization. Payoff pitch. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. And Antoine Kelly, back-to-back strikeouts to start things in the sixth. That's four consecutive strikeouts by Rough Riders pitching. Five, actually, between Alex Spees and Antoine Kelly. Michael De La Cruz bats. Ten strikeouts by Rough Riders pitching. Offering home. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. That's 10 of the 17 outs that have been recorded have been via strikeout. Or the Rough Riders' arms on this Sunday afternoon. De La Cruz steps out. And Kelly delivers home. Ground ball out to short. Sees, picks, and fires across to first in time to get Michael De La Cruz. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. Nice work by Antoine Kelly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top seven coming up. It's 7-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders a 7-1 advantage as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Espada back out for another inning of work. Scott Capers to lead things off against him. Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna. Rough Riders scored in the first 4 innings and they haven't scored in the last 2. Espada a big reason for that. Got the final out in the 5th inning and then struck out 2 in a 1-2-3 6. Well, the lineup was just announced for the Texas Rangers tonight in Houston. And Ezekiel Duran's making his first start at shortstop, the former Rough Rider. Go, Zeke, go. First pitch to Scott Capers. Cued off the end of the bat, foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. So with Corey Seager with his hamstring injury, Josh Smith was starting there at shortstop the last few days, and now it's Ezekiel Duran. He was so much fun when he was here with the Rough Riders, personality-wise and on the field as well. 0-1. Capers grounds it hard to third, takes a nice hop up to Aviles, who forehands, fires across, it's low, and it gets past Fernandez, kicks off the sidewall. Capers turns, heads to second, and he stops right there. It's the 5th error in the game for San Antonio. Wow. This has been ugly baseball. My goodness. I mean, Aviles there made the nice pick, and then he had the catcher running. He took his time and just threw low and to the right of Fernandez, the first baseman. And runner at second for Evan Carter. 5 errors for San Antonio on this Sunday. Espada steps off. Carter in from the left side. He's 1-for-1 with a home run and 3 walks. First pitch. He takes high and inside with a fastball, 1 ball, no strikes. Was going to mention that it's Bruce Bochy's birthday today, the manager for the Rangers. Not only is it his birthday, but also Bill Belichick's birthday. So that's 2 Hall of Famers right there in 2 different sports. The 1-0. Low off the outside corner, 2 balls, no strikes. I don't even remember how many rings Bill Belichick has. 5 or 6, 6, 7, something like that. A few different teams. 2-0 pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Bruce Bochy with 3 World Series championships with the Giants. Here's the stretch in the 2-1. High off the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike to Carter. 6 Super Bowls for Bill Belichick. That's pretty good. Stretch in the 3-1 on the way. Strike at the bottom of the zone. Carter didn't like it. He thought it was low. It's full, though, at 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Riders' center fielder. Espada ready from the stretch. Capers leads from second. And the pitch on the way. In the air, out to shallow left field. Connor Hollis comes in. Still jogging in, makes the catch. And San Antonio has cracked the code. They've finally retired Evan Carter today. 1 out in the 7th. He's now 1-for-2 with a homer and 3 walks. And Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. He's singled back in the 5th. He's 1-for-3 with a sac fly in the 2nd. Rough Riders lead 7-1, top of the 7th inning. And time called. Acuna takes off his sunglasses and tosses them to Sejacy. Nice catch. If Sejacy wouldn't have caught that, as it was out in front of him down by his shoes, all his sunglasses would have gotten all dirty and would be tough to clean off. Sejacy able to make the catch and hand him off cleanly. Here's the first pitch. And it's high, one ball, no strikes. Cunha didn't like the way the sunglasses felt. As the sun is no longer right above us, it's gone back behind the ballpark now. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, high and inside, backs him off the plate, 2-0. Capers takes his lead off of second. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batter. 2-0 pitch. Fastball, cracked foul right side in the air. 2-1. Really excited to head home after this game today. Rough Riders will host the Arkansas Travelers for 6 games, starting on Tuesday. 2-1. Acuna check swing on a pitch low and away. They appeal and he was able to hold. 3-1. Nothing going on promotional-wise on the first 2 days, but Thursday, it's our first Bark in the Park. We'll have a wiener dog race on the field. Really excited for that one. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Rowdy at the River presented by Twisted Tea. 3-1. Inside for ball 4. So Acuna draws the walk. 1 out, runners at first and second, and Thomas Sejacy stands in. 7-1 Rough Riders in the top of the 7th. On Friday, it's some night or a night we're really excited for. Not only are there fireworks presented by Primrose Schools, but it's also the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship night, where we'll have PGA out to the ballpark. And a lot of golf themes all night long. Stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball low and away, 1-0. We'll also have the wonderful personality of Nick Krauth, who is going to call he's going to call some batting practice like it's golf. We're really excited for that one as well. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. So JC takes high, 2-0. So that's on Friday. On Saturday, it's Girl Power Night with the Women Who Lead pregame panel starting at 5 o'clock. It'll also be Girl Scout Night. Stick around post-game as Kids Can Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. And Kids Sunday Fun Day. The pitch. On the inside corner, a strike. It's 2-1, finishing things out with its Pediatric Cancer Night with Leukemia Texas and our first throwback Sunday as well of the season. Our Friends will be wearing their throwback uniforms for the 20th anniversary every Sunday. 2-1 pitch to Sejacy. He swings, lines it into right field. That's in for a base hit. Runner to third, and Capers gets the stop sign. The throw from Ornelas is a perfect one to home. And Sejacy throws his hands up towards the dugout, saying it's about time. He picks up the base hit to right field. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders here in the seventh, leading 7-1. Snapped an 0-for-9 for Sejacy. And here's Dustin Harris, who's 2-for-3 today. Stretch by the right-hander. And the pitch on the way. Harris watches one in the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So make sure you get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com, and we hope to see you out starting on Tuesday for that homestand against Arkansas. It should be a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week overall. 0-1. Harris sends a high drive deep to right field. Ornelas just turns and watches. It's long gone for a grand slam. Dustin Harris blows it open. It's 11-1 Rough Riders. His first home run of the year. Oh, what a shot. Deep into right field and well over the fence. And the Rough Riders absolutely blow the top off this Sunday baseball game. Harris with his third hit of the day. He's a triple shy of the cycle. 11-1 Rough Riders. Here's Dio Edias, and the first pitch on the way. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. And the Rough Riders just continue. When they win, they do it in grand fashion. It's the second grand slam of the season, but they just continue to blow teams out. The pitch is inside. It's 1-1. 10-run lead for the Rough Riders. It's their largest of the season. One within their season high in runs. The pitch is grounded to short. Mendoza gobbles it up, slings it on to first, and it's in time to retire Edias. There's two outs in the inning with four runs in. 11-1 Rough Riders. Dustin Harris with his first home run of the season, now five RBIs. He scored three runs tonight. Big time stuff from the first baseman. First pitch to Strom. He swings, fouls it straight back, 0-1. Strom 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Espada from the stretch, the 0-1 pitch. High, and it's 1-1. Harris has incredible power, and when he gets him, he gets him, and he certainly got that one. The pitch. Fouled at the plate, 1-2 on Strom. Rough Riders sending their seventh man up in this inning. Frisco has sent six to the plate at least in six of the seven innings so far. It's a good recipe for success. The pitch. Inside to Strom, and it's 2-2. First grand slam of the season was Trevor Hover on opening day, and now Dustin Harris. A 2-2. Grounded foul past Carlos Cardoza, the third base coach and manager for the Rough Riders, and nice backhanded stop in the bullpen by Jared Koenig. Still 2-2. Strom even in the count, 2-2. Bases clear, 2 outs. Here she comes. Strike 3 called, got him upper edge inside corner, and Strom goes down looking. There's the final out of the seventh inning, but damage done for the Rough Riders. 4 runs on 2 hits, an error, and nobody left on base. Time to stretch in San Antonio. 11-1 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All A Dustin Harris grand slam has blown this game wide open as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 11-1 Rough Riders. Connor Hollis steps in from the right side against Antoine Kelly, out for his second inning. First pitch on the way. That one's just low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kelly, a very nice sixth inning, striking out the first two he saw, and then getting Michael De La Cruz to ground out to short. 1-0 pitch to Hollis. And there's a strike with a fastball in the outside corner at the knees, 1-1. It's going to be very nice that the Rough Riders are getting out of town before Connor Hollis catches fire, because it's only a matter of time. The 1-1 pitch. Inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Hollis hit just .210 in the month of April last year, and then went on to hit nearly .400 in May, and over .300 every single month after that. 2-1 pitch from Kelly. Down low and inside, it's 3-1. And he is off to a miserable start this season. One for his first 26. Kelly stretches and delivers in the 3-1 pick. Down low and inside for ball four, and Hollis works a walk to lead off the seventh. If there's any kind of token you can take from Connor Hollis, he's walked six times in this series. Chandler Siegel steps in. Rough Riders leading 11-1 here in the seventh. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher, first pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Kelly knocks it down, bobbles slightly, decides to take the sure out at first, and slings it that way to get Siegel. And Hollis up to second base, one down. What probably could have been a double play ball. Really good job by Kelly after the slight bobble to recover and not try to force it to second base. He just immediately turned and threw to first and got the out there. It's a ball that a lot of guys will try and turn into a double play even after the bobble. A smart play by Kelly. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. This game can certainly be characterized overall as a game that San Antonio would love to forget with five errors defensively. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch on the way. There's a strike on the outside corner to Bell, and it's one ball and one strike. Overall, eight errors, nine walks for San Antonio. Yikes. 1-1 pitch on the way to Bell. Down low and inside with a slider, and it's 2-1. Jose Quezada has started to loosen in the bullpen for the Missions. See him in the top of the eighth inning. Kelly ready from the stretch. He comes home with the 2-1. Ground ball out to second on one hop. Right does the J.C. belt high. He's got it. And fires over to first in time for the out. There are two away here in the seventh inning. Hollis on to third on the play. And Luis Aviles Jr. steps in now. Aviles Jr. has struck out twice today, 0-2. Kelly kicks and fires. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Great to see from Antoine Kelly, pumping in strikes. He did have the walk to Hollis, but overall the command has looked good. 0-1 pitch. Slider, ground ball to third. Edias tries to backhand. It goes off his body. He recovers, but he can't throw on to first. And Hollis comes in to score. An error on Dio Edias. Brings in the second run of the game for San Antonio. It's 11-2. A play that Edias will tell you he should make on the backhand. No RBI for Aviles Jr. An unearned run against Kelly, and Juan Fernandez steps in. And there's the first error on a Rough Riders position player this season. It was a good run. It's the first error for the Rough Riders in the last five games. And if you want it to come at all, it's good that it happened in the seventh inning of a 10-run game. Stretch and the pitch on the way to Juan Fernandez. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Even though it is an error and a pretty obvious error against Edias, it's still a tough play on the backhand. Avilés Jr. takes his lead from first. 1-0 pitch from Kelly. Fouled away, right side. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Get it, 11-2 our score. 1-1 pitch from Kelly. Ground ball, third base side again. Edias this time picks, throws him to second the short way, and they get Avilés for the final out of the seventh inning. One run across, though, 11-2. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network to the eighth inning.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, it cradles the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jose Quezada, the new pitcher for San Antonio, as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders blowing out the Missions. It's 11-2. A grand slam from Dustin Harris, giving the Rough Riders more cushion in the seventh inning. Second grand slam of the year for the Rough Riders. Chris C starts it off. And the pitch. Eyeing inside, one ball, no strikes. 1-for-2 day for Cease. He's drawn a couple walks as well. Quezada fires. Down low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. RBI single back in the third. He struck out in the sixth. Quezada, the fifth pitcher used today. He delivers. There's a foul back up this way over our heads. Two balls, one strike. Short in stature, right-handed pitcher, just 5'9", 165. 27-year-old out of Chihuahua, Mexico. 2-1. Outside corner, a strike. 2-2. Quezada, a starter last year, who we saw a lot, working out of the bullpen now. 2-2. Hard ground ball up the middle into center, base hit, and Chris Cease has his second hit today. He's reached for the fourth time in the ballgame. It's the Rough Riders' 11th hit on the day. Trevor Hover stands in now.
Trevor Hover.
Oh, for today for Hover, though he's walked twice and scored. Quezada ready from the stretch, and he fires home. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Quezada making his third appearance. It's been tough so far this season. He's allowed 5 runs in 2 innings. All of them to Tulsa. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike. Ball on a strike. Pitched 2 scoreless innings against the Rough Riders in game 2 of this series. All 5 of those runs against Tulsa were without securing an out in his first outing. The pitch is cut on and missed. And it's 1-2 on Hover. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. One, two. Hardliner foul up the first baseline. Still 1-2. With the upcoming series against Arkansas, the Rough Riders will have first pitch times that are a little unique for the first couple months of the season. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be 6:35 first pitches. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Hover, a check swing and a miss. He went around for strike 3 in the dirt. And there's the first out here in the 8th inning. First strikeout for Quezada, and that brings Scott Capers to the plate with a runner at first. 6:35 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then 7:05 on Friday, Saturday, and 4:05 on Sunday. Once the calendar turns to June, it'll be 6:05 on Sunday. The pitch. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, 0-1. And 7:05 every other day of the week. So no 1 o'clock day games on Sundays like they do here in San Antonio. 0-1. Inside to Capers. Ball on a strike. That's mostly because of the heat. Just gets really hot in that portion of the summer. And rather play in the dark than in the sunshine. 1-1. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 2-1. But for now, when it's not terribly hot, play at 6:35 those 3 days of the week. And 4:05 on Sundays. Justin Slayton's warming up at the bullpen. We were chatting before the game today. He loves day games. The pitch. High off the outside corner. 3-1 to Capers. Why not? Day games are fun, especially on the road. Get to get out of here early and get home. Rough Riders will probably get home around 11 o'clock tonight into Frisco. 3-1. Strike in the upper edge. 3-2. Runner at first, top of the 8th inning, 11-2. Rough Riders lead it. Quezada appears in for his sign. He's got it. The first base side of the rubber. He delivers in the 3-2. High for 4. Well, runners at first and second with 1 out for the Rough Riders in the 8th inning. Top of the order in Evan Carter, who flew out to left field in the 7th. He's 1-for-2 with 3 walks and a solo homer.
Rough Riders center fielder Evan Carter.
Capers takes his lead off of first, Cease from second. And the first pitch. Carter fouls it back. 0-1. Well, Carter with a home run. Dustin Harris of the Grand Slam, his first of the season. And the Rough Riders with 2 home runs for just the second time in a single game this year. It's the first time it's 2 home runs from 2 different players. 0-1. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 1-1. Carter had the first 2 homer game all by himself. That was on Wednesday. They have not had a 3 homer game yet, though. Carter could change that with 1 swing of the bat. Wind continues to blow out to right field. 1-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone. 1-2. Pole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. White batting gloves, two-tone bat, 1-2. Hard ground ball, right side, diving attempt. Second baseman Bell can't get it. It's into right field for a base hit. Cease around third, and he comes in to score without a throw. Another RBI base hit for Evan Carter, and it's 12-2 Rough Riders. Carter, a three-hit game, his 11th hit of the series, and the Rough Riders are pouring it on again. Still just one out. Runners at first and second for Luis Angel Acuna. Boy, Evan Carter. You start to run out of words, and we're still in the first week and a half of the season. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Three RBIs today. Three walks. 11 RBIs in the series. Up to 15 on the year. Three home runs. The pitch. Low off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike on Acuna. Carter now hitting .389 with an 1,167 OPS. Two aboard. Acuna even in the count. 1-1. 12-2 Rough Riders. Top of the eighth. Quezada delivers. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him off the outside corner, 1-2. Acuna, 1-for-3. Sack fly in the second. Walk and a run scored in the seventh. One, two. Ground ball to third. Aviles has it. Throws on to second for one. Bell to first. Not in time. Acuna beats it out. And there are two down in the inning. Capers on to third base. Carter eliminated at second for the second out. Fielder's choice goes 5-4. Here's Thomas Sejasi. 12-2 Frisco. So J.C. singled in the seventh and scored on the Dustin Harris grand slam. Here she comes. Swinging a foul back in De La Cruz's glove, and it's 0-1. Infield back, outfield straight up. 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. 0-2. The Rough Riders have not had a win in a save situation this year. This would be their largest margin of victory. Their smallest has been 6. They're up 10 runs right now. 0-2. Ground ball to third. Aviles has it. Throws on to second. And they get the out there on Acuna to retire the side. One run for the Rough Riders again on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Rough Riders now lead 12-2 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Justin Slayton on the mound for the Riders, and we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning.
Nobody left on base as we go to the top of the ninth inning. 12-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the ninth inning, Dustin Harris starts it off. 3-for-4 day with a grand slam. He's a triple shy of the cycle. There has never been a cycle in Rough Riders franchise history. So an opportunity for Harris to make history with a triple right here. 12-2 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Quezada delivers home. And Harris watches on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Theo McDowell is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, so we'll see him in the bottom of the ninth. Rough Riders getting a lot of their pitchers some work today. 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. This is not going to be a triple. Mendoza has it behind the bag. It's short and throws on to first to retire Dustin Harris. So no cycle today. But Dio Edias stands in. Well, never say never. Rough Riders could give up 10 runs in the ninth, and we could go to extras, get him another at-bat. That's probably unlikely, though. Dio Edias 2-for-3, first pitch. High, 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out, top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading by 10. Quezada offers home. Swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders on Tuesday will turn to Jack Leiter for his turn in the rotation. Start the home opener. The pitch is grounded third baseline and foul. And it's 1-1. And the Missions, or I should say the Travelers next week. For their rotation. And now the internet isn't working, so I can't tell you the rotation. Here's the look in. And the pitch. Popped up, shallow right field. Long run for Ornelas. Still charging in, slows to a jog, and makes the catch. 2 outs. Prelander Baroa will start in the opening game for the Travelers. Emerson Hancock will go Thursday. Kellen Strom steps in from the right side in the pitch. Misses high of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. 12-2 Rough Riders. 2 outs, top of the ninth inning. Pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Strom adjusts the batting glove, stepping out, calling time. The pitch. Off the end of the bat, a floater foul right side into the seats. Over the top of the Riders' bullpen, it's 1-2. Twelve runs, 12 hits, and 1 error defensively for the Rough Riders. For the Missions, 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 errors today. 1-2. Low and away to Strom. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's 1-for-5 today with an RBI single. Quezada delivers in the 2-2. Chopper, right side of the infield. Second baseman Bell gives ground. Fields chest high and shallow right and throws out Strom for the final out in the ninth inning. Oh, 1-2-3. Rough Riders go down in order. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Theo McDowell to the hill for the Rough Riders. And we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further. A lot further.
Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Theo McDowell on for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 12-2 in this series finale, and in a very good shape to try and pick up their first series win on the year. The Rough Riders have scored all over the place in this ballgame. Two runs in the first, three runs in the second, one run in the third, one run in the fourth, four in the seventh, and one in the eighth, to give themselves 12 runs, tying their season high that they set on opening night. Both games have featured a grand slam, the Trevor Hauber opening day grand slam, and then Dustin Harris today in the seventh inning. Michael De La Cruz starts things off against Theo McDowell, the right-hander out of the Rough Riders bullpen. And it's Connor Hollis and Chandler Siegel. First pitch. McDowell fits it on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. De La Cruz 0-2 today. Walk back in the first inning. The pitch. Misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have put up massive offensive numbers this series, thanks to San Antonio as well, the 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. In part because San Antonio has walked a lot of guys, giving the Rough Riders a lot of base runners. Frisco has also stranded 12 on the base pass today. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. And it's two balls and two strikes. McDowell delivers home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out with the curveball, and there's one away. Connor Hollis steps in. Mission's pitchers have walked 37 batters in this series. 39, actually, beg your pardon, the pitch. Off the end of the bat, a floater into shallow center field. Cease going back from short. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Two outs in the ninth inning. Frisco, one out away from a series victory. Chandler Siegel in from the right side. Greets Scott Capers with a little bat knock to the shin guard. Catcher on catcher respect. 0-3 day for Siegel. McDowell fires in. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. McDowell has the fastball-breaking ball combination that will give hitters nightmares. He calls it a curveball, his breaking pitch, the 0-1. Siegel takes high with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike, but it moves almost like a screwball going down and into righties and down and away to left-handed batters. They really just can't pick it up at all. 1-1. Swing and a miss on that pitch that dives down, and it's one ball and two strikes. And Siegel calls time and steps out. He throws it almost like a football, where it spins off of his hand like the old gyro ball that Daisuke Matsuzaka used to throw. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and that's your ball game. Got him off the outside corner with that breaking ball, and the Rough Riders win 12-2 over San Antonio in the series finale. They win the series 4-2. Rough Riders with some excellent offense and some wonderful pitching as well throughout the bullpen. And Frisco takes this one over the Missions. Another massive victory. This one a 10-run margin. And the Rough Riders will head home happy on the bus today. Rough Riders win it 12-2. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to San Antonio. One final time. We'll break it down real quickly for you. We got to get on the bus and get on out of here. Rough Riders win it 12-2 over the Missions on this series finale, and they win the series 4-2 as well. 12 runs on 12 hits and one error for the Rough Riders. 2 runs on 3 hits and 5 errors tonight for San Antonio. The Rough Riders with a grand slam from Dustin Harris and a solo home run from Evan Carter. The highlights of this one as Harris has a 3-hit day. Dio Adias and Chris Cease with 2-hit days along with Evan Carter with his 3 walks as well. He was on base 5 times in this series finale. Nick Starr gets the win. Efrain Contreras with the loss. He goes to 0-3 on the year. And the Rough Riders improve to 5-4 on the season. San Antonio, they go to 3-6 on the young campaign. The Rough Riders will be back home on Tuesday to begin their 6-game series against the Arkansas Travelers, the Seattle Mariners affiliate, at 6:35 p.m. Tickets are still available at RidersBaseball.com. We'd love for you to come out and join us at Riders Field. We'd be happy to see you out there, and hopefully not only on Tuesday, but all series long. We have some really exciting stuff coming up. You can find that information on our website at RidersBaseball.com. That's going to do it for us here in San Antonio, Texas. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, not only tonight, but all week long here at The Wolf. For our gracious hosts, the San Antonio Missions, for my broadcast partner, Josh Warden, and for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Final score, 12-2, Rough Riders over the Missions in this series finale. We'll talk to you on Tuesday for the opener against Arkansas, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!